begin the current daf masecht shvuos daf chav tes. So begin the manav get tes matzim gitzig mara. And loy reisa gomel perech. But he didn't see a camel that's flying. So it's Tosfos Tema. It's a wonder k'tach. Here we say the case is gomel perech, camel that's flying. Loy k'tani kol mitzrayim. We don't say that he saw that as amount of people that came out of Egypt. Yet a perek arba on the dam of chav dama beis by the equivalent gabinid havoi, which is similar to this equivalent of what we're saying here in Shavuos. Tani Oel Mitzrayim. Did we say that Oel Mitzrayim? Well, look, Tani Oel Mitzrayim. So it just points out it's interesting why here we picked one case and there a different case. Tani says, Matam begins Gemara, but Oimur, he says, Yasa kol perish, but Oilam alayim, Lai Reisa, but Chuli says, all the fruits in the world should be forbidden to me if I didn't see such a thing. So it's Tani perish, in other words, Bishvua, meaning he's making it forbidden with an oath. Pega, burn the Dharma, but they go to behead you. The Gemara actually explicitly has the gears of Hain the Shavua Shav. That is to say that it's going to be an oath in vain. It's not possible for him to be prohibited with all the fruits in the world. But it's not that the impossibility of what he's saying. It's just that because of that, now he's going to make everything forbidden. And that's an impossibility. But Tommy says, that by a vow, it does not actually take effect in such a case. If he makes all the fruits forbidden in the world, and then bekoinim, as a nedim, he's going to do such a thing. Since it's not possible for him to fulfill it, or he's going to make all the fruits in the world forbidden and believe him tonight without any condition. Why? What's the difference? The shvush of, because an oath in vain, mitzin the shasakas, we find the pasuk making forbidden. Of a nidrish of, but a vow in vain, lo mitzinu, that we don't find, and they're not forbidden. Raya, and the proof, the beperek abba and the dharma, with the tani shvu is haboy asurim, but nidra by mutar. That's because it's in vain, and therefore there's no such a nether. And here we're saying that's the same thing, but we're saying that this impossibility is just that you make everything forbidden. Avakasha, what's difficult is the part of the Gemara asks, the guy says, I'm taking a nether that my eyes forbidden to sleep. If he doesn't say how long Yishavkin lay, do we let him at the upper base of Al Yacha until he violates the prohibition of profaning his words? Says, I swear I'm not going to sleep 3 days. We give him lash of Yosh and all to go to sleep right away. Asam, we seek him in the Dharma. Namichaili. It also takes effect because in Yoch Lekayim and he cannot fulfill it. But Ibola Altim violates it immediately. Then you drive by the showroom. I would permit the vows that are that are hyperbolic. That's not because he's making for himself forbidden the things that he cannot fulfill. Because even if he could fulfill, that he only made himself forbidden on one fruit, it's still permitted by Nidra Avayin. But Tamar, what's the reason? It's because he doesn't intend to say literally like the beam of the Allah press, only because of what it's ridged, like Abayi, on its back, and it's different than all of the snakes. So he calls it like the beam of the Beis Abad. And when he's seeing a large amount of people, so Karel Mitzrayim is calling it the Oil Mitzrayim. But I know Mekim is not saying it, but only to strengthen and to authenticate what he's saying. But by oath, we were stringent, because it says that we should not cleanse. But that's the reason for the difference of a shvua and for that of a net. And I this we learned in the Brayisik Shem Chenidra Avoy Matar, and just like Nidra Avoy permitted Kach Shvus Avoy Matar, so too Shvus Avoy Matar. So it's Tais, that's been biblically, but rabbinically we're saying we're more machmer by Shvus again because it says Lo Yanak. Then it says Mat Begins Gemara Geshbi and Moshe Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Jewish people take an oath. So it's Tais, Kass Kosh, that's a little bit difficult because Ma'is Ma'is HaShvua, what is the oath helping? He was afraid Shavdavitz Kechavim. He's afraid they can do idolatry. So he should have been just as afraid they might violate the oath. Why is it so much better that he's making them take an oath? The next says Matthew begins Gemara, the voice Kechav Nekri Aloha, where Abu Dazara is called Aloha, so that won't help. Which Tais even says, Afili is Kerushim Yuchad, even if he's not mentioned a designated name, but Amr Besav Shavuos Aedis, meaning God's Shem Avaya. But the Gemara says later on, Lamahema Beis, Hashem Samuris Bemicha, the names that were said by Micha, Chayil, they were mundane, even though it's Shem Havaya. Afili is Maksim Beshem Yuchad, Lechem Yeshua, Chin Shem is the Gibbet Binyam Lebeliazah, so therefore that's not going to help. Even that, what they would go ahead and distort. The next test, Mata begins Gemara, Kaima Mitzvahs. They think my answer differently to this question. It says Mitzvahs Hamelech, Pirsh, Parshas Hamelech, Shadabas Anoich Lehem. With that, that's convenient for them, and that's what they would say means Mitzvahs. The next test, Mata begins Gemara, Mitzvah Tzitzis. I had the shabbat gebayt zikir chavim. The suba name bechizish bechizish kubalei sasu is kol amitzah se elu bepashu shlach lecha. And v'amim they say kusha kol akleve ba kamei de bechal teru kula. So maybe that's what mitzvahs means in the plural. So it says number from the lashem the adam the mikra kol mitzvahs on tzitzis. Common usage kol amitzahs would mean tzitzis, even though in the Torah it says that by b'dizar. Next says mad because gemara but tameich according to your reasoning adas hakadosh baruch hu lamali. So says Taisis hach pircha. Actually, this question about so what's Aldas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Masik B'Nadav, the Gemara does not come out with that question over there. Actually, the Kapircha, the Masik Hasam, there's a question that the Gemara concludes over there, but the Masik Hach, and it doesn't include over here. But the Mishan Nama Hasam, the Gemara also does not answer over there, Kihich, the Lita Haba Afaglish, who decided that they shouldn't have an nullification for their oath. El Mishan Nama, the Gemara answers otherwise, Moshe Abin, and Milsa Doli Trich, and they could just pick what was the most convenient. So just interesting, Taisa points out that the Gemara there and here ends up very differently.